Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's a ferret of a player and he's run right up the goalkeeper's trouser leg.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Yeah, we won 3-0, but I'd rather lose if the players are going to be carrying on like that after the game.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn.
This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson.
And me, Ian Five Ankles.
It's Thursday, and that means only one thing. We're playing It's Dominic Cork.
It's Dominic Cork, only on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I love this game.
Oh, the game where the answer is former Derbyshire and England cricketer Dominic Cork.
It's Dominic Cork, only on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Lee is in Brighton.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, massive fan of the show, Ian. I once met you in a Superdrug.
I remember, I was buying deodorant.
And Johnny's.
And Johnny's, yes.
Lee, you know how to play the game.
I do, yeah. I'm a massive fan of Dominic Cork. We'll never forget that hat-trick he took against the West Indies.
Oh, incredible performance. Top. Underrated fast bowler.
Yeah. I met him in a Superdrug.
Yeah, let's play the game, shall we, Lee?
It's Dominic Cork.
Your question, Lee, for £500. Which England fast bowler ended their career with a 7-wicket haul against Australia in Sydney in 2003?
Is it Dominic Cork?
Is the wrong answer. It was Andy Caddick.
Ah.
I am so sorry, Lee.
No. Well, thanks for having me on. I've had a lovely time.
It's Dominic Cork, where the answer is almost always Dominic Cork.
So that £500 will not go to Lee in Brighton, but instead will be donated to this week's charity, Man Babies. Man Babies is a baby play creche for adult men with nappy changing, soft toys and an unrivaled array of colourful mobiles. And Man Babies will use your money to build more of these top clinics in the UK.
Man Babies, because some men want to be babies.
Yes, it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene. Ian, Man Babies is a charity that's so close to your heart.
It is, Anthony, yes. Yeah. Did you know there's only one adult creche in the UK? Men who want to be babies for an afternoon have to travel all the way to Darlington.
Darlington's miles away for so many men.
Indeed, yeah. What about men who want to be babies who aren't able to travel? They're defecating in their own pants in the middle of the street.
That's no life.
I dream of facilities up and down the country where anyone over 25 years old can lie in a cot, dribble down their own naked torso, eat a rusk and suckle on the breast of a mannequin with the face of their own mother from 30 years ago. All of that thanks to Man Babies.
And this is the unique selling point of Man Babies, isn't it? It's retrograding technology that beams a hologram of your mother's face from 30 years ago onto the mannequin based on a current Facebook photo that the AI technology has taken back in time.
Yes, absolutely. Think of it like reverse aging.
Yeah.
The face projection technology is where most of the money goes.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mannequin is just an old one from CNA with a couple of bagpipes installed full of baby formula. But it, let me tell you, it's so worth
it. It's so worth it. You're a patron of the charity, as is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Do you have a Freudian urge to return to infancy?
Personally, no. I find it deeply weird. Some of the men there are absolute freaks.
Why are you involved then?
Well, I just want to see what my mum used to look like. Plus, there's free tea and coffee.
So you bring your own milk?
No, that's provided.
And we're auctioning off something very special for the cause after the break. Before that, let's go to the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Dial I for Ian.
The name's Five Ankles. Ian Five Ankles.
Have you seen Dial M for Murder?
I haven't, no.
No. Sandra, are you bringing it in? Or what? Are you doing that now?
Bringing what in?
Well, the item we're auctioning. It's really exciting, mate. Okay, have you got the gloves, Sandra?
Well, I've got some gloves, Anthony. Steve Harper's gloves from when he was at Newcastle. I'm going to auction them off for Man Babies.
Steve Harper's gloves? You've got Steve Harper's gloves?
I have, yeah.
Well, never.
Feel Steve the quality in that.
Oh, my
These
goodness.
These are top
They're pristine. They're pristine.
Well, they've never been used in the game.
Never been used.
They're full of spit, though. Sniff that.
Fizzy Chewits?
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness me, I'd recognise that smell anywhere. Proper 90s odour, that.
Absolutely, yeah. He had a superstition like so many footballers do. Before a game, he'd have a fizzy chew it and then he'd spit it into the palm of his glove and say a small prayer while it soaked into the foam. And he did that without fail. Every single game he played, all 12 of them.
God, he's a class actor, Steve Harper, isn't he?
Class.
Top. World class.
Not world class.
Did you have any superstitions? Did you spit things into your hands?
Well, I had superstitions, yes. Yeah. I'm, you know me, I'm as superstitious as they come.
I
would only put my pants on when entering the field of play.
I remember that. The downstairs Paul Ince, they used to call
That's
you, of
me.
Course.
My pre-match rituals were carried out with military precision, I have to say. So first up, I'd have a Müller fruit corner,
what
raspberry flavour.
What a yoghurt.
Top yoghurt. Then I would scoop out a goldfish from my goldfish bowl, Mark Fish, I called him.
Right.
I'd hold him in my cupped hands. I'd drink all the water surrounding him until he was flapping about in my palms.
Right.
Kiss him, toss him back, and then drive to the stadium while reciting every line from the poem Ozymandias by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
A class poem. And I say that as a Keats fan, Ian. Yep. I say that as a Keats fan.
A traveller from an anti-gland, something else, the end. Mm. I actually only remember it when the adrenaline's pumping.
Superstitions, though, they're all mumbo-jumbo, aren't they? Wouldn't you say, Ian, wouldn't you say that? Superstitions, mumbo-jumbo, I'd say.
I'm no sports scientist, Anthony, but I'd say they're more vital than a pre-game warm-up. I'll give you some anecdotal proof. There was one moment in my career I didn't follow those superstitions. I didn't eat a fruit corner. I didn't drink fish water. Didn't quote Ozymandias. Didn't take my pants off. And what happened? I was outplayed.
No.
I was outplayed by none other than my old enemy, Rod Wallace.
Rod Wallace.
Bloody Rod Wallace.
Rod bloody Wallace.
Are we on air?
No, we're not on there.
Fucking Rod Wallace.
Fucking Rod Wallace. It feels good to get that out, doesn't it, Ian? Fucking Rod Wallace.
Fucking Rod Wallace. He humiliated me that day in front of 35,000 fans. I lost my place in the team as a result. I was dropped. A month later, I found myself transferred.
All because you hadn't kissed a fish and eaten a Müller fruit corner.
And here it is now.
The fish?
No, the fruit corner that I didn't eat, 20 years old. I carry it around as a memento. If I see Rod Wallace at a PFA awards do or at the opening of a new leisure centre, I'm going to crack this yoghurt open, eat it in one, and punch him multiple times about the head. It's unfinished business.
Show me that yoghurt. That is absolutely rank. You've got that in your pocket all the time. No wonder you're divorced. That is eating that will kill you.
I'll be taking Rod Wallace down with me if it does.
Right.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Wake up with me.
Welcome back, folks. Keep on having your say on 75358. Mel in Bournemouth says, is it Dominic Cork? It is Mel, but we're not playing again until next week. Clive in Maidstone says, I fully support man babies. That's class, that is, Clive.
It's class.
Finally, something only men can do. If I wanted to see women walking around in a nappy drinking from a bottle, I'd go on the internet like I normally do.
Couldn't have put it better myself. It's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene.
And we're going to raise a heck of a lot of money for it with this week's Sports Horn Auction.
The Sports Horn Auction.
Every week we auction off a piece of sporting memorabilia kindly donated to us, and here it is, this week's item being brought carefully into the studio by our producer, Sandra. Many thanks, Sandra. Careful, this one is extremely volatile.
Wow, Anthony, this one looks truly special.
Yes.
What on earth is it?
It is special, Ian. Easily our most star-studded piece of memorabilia so far. It is a copy of Theme Hospital on the PC, owned by Spurs and England winger Darren Anderton. If you pick it up, please make sure you wear the gloves.
This
I cannot stress that enough.
Astonishing. Yep. It's still in its original
box. It's in original box. Darren Anderton bought this copy in 1997, and he played it whenever he was injured. It's estimated that he put in over 30,000 hours on the game, a monumental achievement. He was incredibly good at Theme Hospital, maybe second only to being a good winger.
Well, he was world class at your Theme Hospitals, your theme parks, and your SimCity 3000s of this world. This game, owned by Darren Anderton, it must be worth a fortune.
Quite the opposite, Ian. It's worthless.
Worthless?
It's worthless, yeah. It's worthless.
Well, that's not going to raise much for man babies.
Well, it could be priceless. There's a difference between priceless and worthless, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yes.
I've seen it on Antiques Roadshow.
It's numbers, isn't it?
Right, it's very much numbers. However, currently, it's worthless as it's cursed. There's a curse on it, Ian.
It's cursed?
It's cursed. There's a curse. There's a curse. I'm afraid there's a curse. The story goes, of course, that in one of Anderton's game saves, he decided to build a hospital on a leper's burial ground.
Oh, dear me. Yeah. That's a huge mistake. That's a rookie error. You wouldn't expect that from a professional of his calibre,
would
you?
No, you would not. That triggered a curse in the game. And anyone who touches the box without wearing gloves will contract leprosy themselves.
I tell you what, that's a good job I'm wearing these gloves in.
Well, they're not the right gloves, Ian. They're the wrong gloves. You're wearing Steve Harper's gloves. You're supposed to be wearing gloves made of lead that Sandra's left on the table. See those ones? They're the anti-leprosy gloves.
Ah.
The ones you're wearing, they're Steve Harper's gloves.
Yeah, I'm wearing Steve Harper's goalkeeping gloves.
Well, they'll offer no protection, Ian. No protection, I'm afraid. I'm
calamitous
afraid
defending from me.
You've contracted leprosy there, Ian.
Oh, dear.
That's the curse in action, though, Ian. That is the curse, and that is why it's currently worthless. That's the problem, Ian.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well,
and from my point of view, I'm 110% disappointed with myself. I've had many injuries in my long and distinguished football career, but I have to say leprosy is a new one. I'll take it on the chin.
Well, it may spread to your chin. That you know, have any of your teammates contracted leprosy before? You played for 20 years in the game,
yes.
Ian. 20 years before, you know, a lot of this modern sports nutrition.
Yeah.
Some of your player teammates must have contracted leprosy back in the day.
Yeah, they did. Chris Rigger, ahead of a must-win league game against QPR. He still played, but when he swung in a cross for Dean Sturridge, his shin fell off. I have to say, I think my big toe's leppering up as we speak.
Oh, no.
Steve Harper's goalkeeping gloves don't offer much protection, do they?
That's what a succession of Newcastle United managers thought too. Thankfully, leprosy is curable in this day and age. We'll get Ian's toe seen to after the show, courtesy of Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot Tropical and Sexually Transmitted Diseases Clinic. And you can too, with 15% off your initial consultation, if you quote Five Ankles at reception. We'll be back right after this.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn.
Feeling hot, hot, hot? It could be malaria or it could be herpes. Screen for both at our clinic in the heart of Chigwell, off Junction 5 of the M11.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That is a bloody shame about your leprosy there, Ian.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Oh, knock at the door. Here he is.
Oh, is it?
Hello.
Is it Darren Anderton?
No, not Darren Anderton. No, it is not Darren Anderton. It's more important than Darren Anderton. It's our guest on the show this morning. It's brother Roger Canister. Hello, Roger. Please, lovely to meet you. Be seated, brother.
Hi, brother. I'm Ian Five Ankles. He's not very chatty, is he? That's a bit rude, if I'm honest.
Well, no, he's not chatty, mate, because he's a monk. Brother Roger, he's a monk. He's taken a vow of silence, so he's not going to answer
I don't care.
Questions.
It's still a bit rude. He'd struggle in a dressing room with that attitude,
I'll tell you.
Well,
a monastery is the ultimate dressing room, if you think about it.
No. The ultimate dressing room is Wembley, surely.
Can we get you a drink, brother? Yep. Ovaltine?
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Slurp up your sports milk.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with Ian Five Ankles. And me, Anthony Richardson, and our guest, a monk from St. Snood's Monastery in Baldy Island off the Pembrokeshire coast, Brother Roger Canister. Welcome, brother.
Roger Canister.
Now, Brother Canister has taken a vow of silence for 10 years now, which is hugely impressive, and it doesn't make for great radio that he doesn't talk.
Anthony, if he talks in his sleep, do they kick him out of the monkhood?
That is a good question, Ian.
What about if he talks in his head? Is that allowed?
Well, I don't know, Ian.
If he burps, does he not say, pardon me? Because if he doesn't, I'm telling you, that's bad manners, plain and simple. And I was right. I told you he was rude,
well,
and he is.
Well, Ian, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, to be honest, we're not interested in Brother Roger per se. No offence, brother. No offence. It's more what he does that is so important for the auction.
What, monkey?
Well, just to give a backstory to his life, brother Roger Canister was a serial shoplifter in his teens and 20-ites, in and out of prison he was for years. Until he turned his life around, he realised he has the paranormal ability to undo curses.
Oh, right.
He turned his life around, he joined a monastery, he honed his talents, and he's since lifted all sorts of curses around the world, and that's why we've got him here this
morning.
I'll
tell you what, yeah. I love a feel-good story, and that's one right there. He once used his powers for bad, now he uses them for good.
That's right.
A bit like Winona Ryder.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always got the capacity to go bad again. Don't forget that, okay? Mm. I'm watching you, brother Roger.
Yeah. Brother Roger.
Roger brother.
Is going to
lift... Do you prefer
lift...
Roger brother? He's just ignoring me.
He is going to lift the curse on Darren Anderson's copy of Theme Hospital so it stops giving people leprosy. And as if by magic, that game will be worth real money in the Sports Horn Auction.
The Sports Horn Auction.
The proceeds of which we will donate to Man Babies.
Man Babies, don't make men travel to Darlington.
Brother Roger is preparing to lift that curse. He's putting on the lead gloves. Of course, that was the mistake you made.
Yeah, what am I like?
He is picking up Darren Anderton's Theme Hospital now. He is standing up. This is fascinating to watch.
This is top curse breaking. Mm. Not of this world.
Not of this world. And here he goes. He's lifting it above his head. And he's legging it out at the studio. He's stealing
the copy. Stealing
Darren Anderton's theme hospital.
Once a thief, always a thief, Anthony. I told you, didn't
there.
I?
We have been done there. Can you get him, Ian?
Well, I'm slightly waylaid by this leprosy in my toe.
Well, we've all got gammy legs, Ian.
Yeah, well, it's spread to my chin.
Ian, five ankles. There's men out there waiting to drink milk from their holographic mother's breast in the Soft Play Centre in New Morden who are counting on you. You need to tackle that kleptomaniac monk!
You're right, Anthony. I lost out to Rod Wallace all those years ago. I'm not losing again. I'm a former midfield enforcer.
That's the spirit. Now get out there and beat the hell out of that miracle worker.
Hand me a spoon. I've got a 20-year-old Muller fruit corner to eat.
He's ripping off the top. Here it goes. It's grey. That smells putrid, like he's opened an ancient Egyptian tomb. He's eating it. Half of it's rancid water. The other half is pure fur. Ian is munching this in record time while quoting Ozymandias by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
I met a traveller from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. I'm remembering
it,
Anthony.
You're remembering it, and Ian never forgets, Ian.
Hang on.
Keep going.
Excuse me, just got to be sick a bit.
Okay, you be sick. The Muller Fruit Corner, that will not be dispatched. Dispatch it. Get it down here, Ian.
Shall I clear that up first or finish the poem?
Forget the sick. Sandra can clear that. He's getting away.
I need a glass of water.
All right, there's a fish tank in reception. Two birds with one stone.
All right, let me just take my trousers off.
All right, go on then, you take your trousers off. Quick! Take your shoes off first!
Yeah.
Right, Ian's taken off his trousers. Not easy when you're wearing Steve Harper's goalkeeping gloves. He's off semi-naked to reception. Show me your lanyard! Show me your lanyard, just so you can get through. He's got his hands in that tank. It's a tropical tank, Ian! Ian, some of them do bite.
It's bitten my bloody finger off.
Leave your finger, we'll stitch that back on. Ian drinks the fish's water and then he gives it a kiss.
Okay,
just put the fish down now, mate. Get out there. Leave him. Right, he's legging it to the car park. Can we get the CCTV on so I can just see what's going on the monitor? Thank you. There's Ian now. He's in the car park where brother Roger Canister is trying to break into a Nissan Leaf. This guy can't help stealing. He's putting his trousers on. And he's slapping brother Roger Canister about the face. Those gloves have never been worn by Steve Harper, at least not in competitive play, and they will be hard. Canister is fighting back. He's punching Ian with his leaden gloves. But Ian is a man possessed. He's determined to break the demon of Rod Wallace, to break his own curse, if you will. Ian has forced that monk onto the bonnet of that Nissan Leaf. He's strangling brother Roger with Steve Harper's goalkeeping gloves. This monk is yelping out. He's speaking! He's straining out with vocal cords unused in a decade. And that's him disqualified from being a monk. He is out of the monkhood. deserved, you have to say. Ian holding up the copy of Darren Anderton's Theme Hospital, frantically gesturing at him to remove the curse, which Canister reluctantly does. He's now pointing at his big toe and asking him to cure that. Roger shakes his head. He can't cure leprosy, Ian. And finally, Ian asks him to iron out the dent in the Nissan Leaf. The ex-monk says he'll do what he can. And in Ian comes. Come back in, Ian.
Oh, I did it, you Anthony. I did it. My Rod Wallace curse has been lifted.
Oh, well done, Ian. So let's begin the Sports Horn Auction.
The Sports Horn Auction.
We're beginning the bidding for Darren Anderton's newly uncursed Theme Hospital at £25. And someone's on the line with a first bid. Hello, you're through to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
It's Steve Harper.
Give me those gloves back. I need them for goalkeeping.
Well, do you actually need them, Steve?
No.
No, you don't, do you? You don't need them, Steve.
Not at all.
Another caller.
This is Dominic Coke.
Oh, a tid's come off.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Who's this?
I'm head of breakfast at TalkSport.
TalkSport?
You've just spat on my leg, Ian.
Oh, sorry.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.